afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winrow II with the Ralph Winrow Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And we most definitely want to pay homage to all of the veterans. This is Veterans Day for all. This is all the people that have fought and died for our republic, sacrificed. It's quite sad when you see these fallen heroes come back and their wives or the husbands or family members stand there, and then to have these people like these lowlife disrespect our veterans that have fallen and died by the flag, and that is just unbelievable. We should pay the highest honor. The only reason why you and I have the freedoms and liberties that we have. Yes, our country's not perfect, but it's the best place on earth to be. If you don't like it here, get the hell out of here. These people, if I can say, when you've experienced it, I have. I lost a wife of 2 months when I was married, and I know what it's like to lose somebody that you love up close. And you watch these families grieve, and then to have people disrespect them. I've had a lot of altercations with the police, but I still respect the cops. Thanks. We can't wage war on cops, law enforcement, firefighters. That they're a necessary part to maintain order in our republic, even though it's been overthrown, and I can prove it. But we have to fight for the truth. So anyway, again, I would like to pay my respects and my honor to all of the veterans. And whether you're serving now or you've lost loved ones, that's the only reason why our republic's here. Because I tell you what, there is a war going on in this country and in the world. The globalists, whatever you want to call them, the elitists, the bankers, all these different parts of the satanic of Satan stuff is out there. They're fighting. It's just, I cannot believe this last election. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, literally, these people that are this Georgia gal down there that's running for governor, this guy that's running, she happens to be black, the one, the black one down there in Florida that's running for down there, I think it's senator or governor, I don't remember which, Gilliam. These people are out-and-out anarchist, communist, Marxist. No borders. You can't have, if you don't have a border, you have no country. And it's so illogical. There's about some billion people. I wonder how many billion people would like to come over here and live. You're just going to have open borders. Oh, y'all come in. And then they're having the election issues down there where they want non-citizens to vote. In California, they do it quite easily. They give them a driver's license and a motor voter thing. You're automatically signed up. They support it. What the hell is wrong with people? It shocks the conscience. There's an open war on Christians, and especially white male Christians, for some reason. That's a fact. I'm a white Christian. Man, can I be proud of my race? Damn right I am. Doesn't mean I hate the other races, but I am proud of my race. But if I'm proud of my race, that makes me a racist. But if you're a Mexican or a black or Asian or some other frickin' race, oh, well, that's great to be proud of that and have Black Lives Matter and Miss Black America and all this other frickin' damn nonsense. America is founded by white Christians, period, end of story. They welcomed other races, true. Y'all want to come over and join our culture? Fine. Don't be here to overthrow it like the Muslims, Islamists. They're here to overthrow our republic. God, look what they're doing in Europe. I mean, it's just, they're telling us what they're doing. They had the Crusades and they threw them back and now they get around. But I don't know what to say. Uh, And we got our president. He's over in honoring World War One. And we got this Macron, this Emmanuel Macron, French president, denounced nationalism. Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is treason, end quote. Really? But we're supposed to care for the whole frickin' damn world and not be responsible for our country, our families, our people, our veterans, our law enforcement, and we're supposed to care about some damn idiots over in Iraq, Iran, pagans, and India, and Buddhas, and China, and communists, and God almighty, I just, the hell is wrong with people? Got to get out and fight. It is a fight. I'm going to be talking about citizenship again because I had a really interesting conversation with a social studies today guy at the rec center. I stopped by to get a shower. I slowed him down real quick. And he teaches it. He don't know. I took the wind out of his sails real quick. Well, we're going to be talking about also what happened in Dillingham, Alaska. There is a cult of Seventh-day Adventists that are liars in Dillingham and in Walla Walla, Washington. That's a fact. Hard to believe, huh? But that's not the only church. Most of these churches, they all think they all want them citizens of the United States to come in and donate money, and then they go write it off. Did they actually give anything? No. Did they teach the truth about what a citizen of the United States is? No. Do they think a citizen of the United States has a birthright? I'm going to talk about that. It is so illogical. It's like saying Daffy Duck is president of the United States when you get the fact. It is so unbelievable. Or it's like the Twin Towers, 911. Oh, it was brought down by airplanes. Oh, really? These buildings are built. Airplanes do not bring down buildings. They do not turn them to dust. They do not, by some sort of virus, bring down seven buildings instead of two. Go to drjudywood.com. drjudywood.com and look. Look at the evidence. Steel falling through the air, turning to dust. Oh, that's got to be an airplane, or that's got to be a nuke, or that's got to be some other nonsense. Where is the logic? It's amazing. She has a documented book, great book. I read it. It's true. But you can't get the truth out. The truth seems to be irrelevant, just like in Kavanaugh's, the Supreme Court justice. That gal, Blasey Ford, is a liar. She is a whore. That's right, a whore. Yearbooks showed that she was. We bring home older men to the house, and they weren't watching cartoons. And we drink until we pass out. We have plausible deniability. And we do poses that looks like you would see out of something that would be in a provocative Playboy magazine. Unbelievable. Now there's, I don't know, at least one, maybe more of these people that come up to Kavanaugh. Yeah, I lied. Why are they being prosecuted? Where in the holy hell is the prosecutor? Thank goodness and thank God and Greyhound Sessions is gone. I don't know what is wrong with that man, if he's compromised or whatever. But this guy they got, he seems like he might actually do it. Do something. If we do not have a rule of law, our republic's gone. It has been overthrown because we have a whole nation of people that don't have a damn clue who they are. How would we know? Because we are lied, just like this social studies guy I talked to. He's teaching lies in school. I didn't ask him if it was high school or grade school. I should have asked him that, but he actually was interested. He wanted documents. Well, I said, okay, I'll give you the stuff. I said, don't believe a word I say. Look at the document yourself. Look at the confession of these liars. And make up your own mind. I have an IRS list. It covers all sorts of things. I call it the IRS list. $250 postal money order or cash, or even better yet is Walmart. Send it to a Walmart to Alaska. Or if you can't afford it, you just send me an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and state I can't afford it and just tell me why, and I will add you. That's it. I don't check. I don't do anything. I take your word for it. I have access to all sorts of ruling case law. The many volumes is about 50 or 60. The precursor to Amdur 1, 60-some volumes. That's all available to you on Skype. All kinds of documents so you can read things yourself. Do not believe these other people. I have some of these things are not available. I have books that are not available. When I had money, when I had my business, I was grossing $2 million in 1998. I spent $100,000 on books. I went from $2 million down to $500,000 in 3 years after the Department of Defense came after me after I did that video for Gulf War Syndrome, but I've talked about that before, so enough of that. I have no regrets. Anyway, these courts, there are no state public officers in America. That's a fact. You know why? Because there's no elections for them. You know why? Because they have all signed up to be the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And that's a fact. There are no several states in the elections. It's state of the United States. It says so. It's a definition. All of these states, you got to be a citizen of the United States, or a few of them are citizen of the United States of America, which is how people are naturalized into this country, but you still have no elective franchise. You have no right of suffrage until you become domiciled in one of the several states that has its own constitution, has its own laws. And I'll take Texas. You're a citizen of Texas then. That's where you get the law of the land. And that's a fact. And I have registered in a vote in Alaska as a citizen of Alaska. And I've showed them my public documents. Once you put it into the public record who you are, and I've still got to get that updated with all this stuff, it becomes self-authenticating. And if they want to say it's not, go to 18 U.S.C. 911. That's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States if you can't prove it. And they can't prove it. There is no birthright for a citizen of the United States. I'm going to get that later on the show. It's so ridiculous. It's worse than Alice in Wonderland. And yet, we don't know. How would we know? Because we're not taught any of this stuff. We're taught lies. We're in the Matrix. Well, let's get to David Gladden's case in Dillingham. I'll give you an overview of it. And there was a telephonic trial that was done November 8th. There was a little bit of a trial done before that. I forget the date, where Dave Gladden, she rushed him to judgment. Didn't even have the subpoenas in his hand to subpoena witnesses. He hadn't even got them in the mail. She said, we're going to trial. He wanted not a bench trial. He wanted a trial by the citizens of Alaska. He started off with a bench trial. Then we put it in and wanted to change. I'm not changing. Christina Reich, I guess, R-E-I-G-H. Reich, I guess, maybe it's pronounced. Pronunciation is not my strong suit. We challenged her. The Constitution for the state of Alaska, not the Constitution of the state of Alaska. The Constitution for the state of Alaska has no external amendments. It's rewritten every year. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back here, Randy, New York. You got a question or comment about what we're talking about?
Yes, sir. I would just like to know, why do you have a driver's license when you know it's a privilege and not a right to have that?
Okay, well, that's a fair question. I have a driver's license. I put it down because, you see, I know that they own the car. I haven't gotten around and litigated it yet. But when I got my driver's license, you see, I changed it to a citizen of Alaska.
I know that.
I have it. Okay, and it's called the law of necessity. We cannot get around and fight everything, all these different issues. I fought the no driver's license and no registration, and then I ended up in jail, and it just takes up so much of my time. And now that I know how to go about doing it, I'm taking on each one of these issues, but there's only so much I can do, and it's called the law of necessity. If I spend all my time on one issue, I can't do some of these other issues.
Sir, that's true. Sir, that's very true, but the only thing is, the Bible and the Supreme Court says once you do something out of necessity, it negates the law.
That's not true. I can do stuff under the law of necessity. Send me the case on that. That's not true. Or the law of necessity.
But Ralph, you're the smartest man. Ralph, you're the smartest man when it comes to this entire country. I'm humble to you.
Thank you very much, you're the baddest. I just deal in facts, but thank you for the thing. The thing is, we're not going to turn this whole thing around. We're in Babylon. And there's only so many things you can do. There's certain things, battles you can't fight. You got to pick your battles. Okay?
No, I'll take on any battle because I got 27 years of constitutional law under my belt. I don't care what the subject matter is, but bring it on. I'm okay. Ready to deal with it.
Okay, well, good. So do you have a driver's license?
Nope. I can't do it in 1994.
Do you have your car registered?
Nope.
Well,
now
you know what they
about California. Now you're talking about California Motor Vehicle Code, Section 17459 and 17460, which says once you get a driver's license and once you register your car, you just gave this state or any other state the consent to give you a summons.
Let me put this to rest and we'll move on. If you do all not right. have that in Alaska, you're going to spend all your time in jail because they will impound your car and they will take you to jail. That's a
well,
fact.
That's
I've
good,
had my
cause then you well, that's good because then you sue them for damages.
Oh, it sounds good, but then it takes all my time, and I have other things that I deem more important, like the
that's,
whole Republic,
that's probably
your
true,
status,
Ralph.
Which I'm going to be talking about, okay?
You know what, Ralph? It won't be too much more longer when me and you will be meeting each other. I promise you.
Yeah.
I
anyway,
promise you.
Okay, well, anyway, I appreciate your input, but like I say, there's only one of me. And that's why I'm putting this information out. And I'm going to go over the state of Alaska stuff here and what we're doing with that today. Okay? And the citizen of the United States. Are you a registered voter?
No, sir.
Well,
once you register to become a voter, you just put a lien on your house. And yes, I do have a case law
That is not true. Because you're out of what, New York? Are you a citizen of New York in the public record or are you a citizen of the United States?
No, I'm a citizen of California. I'm not a citizen of New York.
I'm sorry. You're in California. Oh, God help you.
No. I'm in New York right now, but I am a citizen of California. In 1994, I filed a relocation of power of attorney. I took a note to the California flag, and I did a declaration that I was a California state citizen. When you talk about what do you keep saying about if you file something, that's proof that you are who you say you are, right?
If you put it into the record, public record,
I got
correctly,
it in the record. I got it. LA County Recorder's Office. I got them recorded.
Yeah. Well, anyway, email me at IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com because I'm telling you, I fought so many of these battles. And I want to get to one of them that we're talking about today that has the core of this whole nonsense. But I appreciate you. Go fight the battles. We need people to fight it, okay?
Okay, but Ralph, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Okay, I got a ticket for driving solo in a carpool lane. I mean, I did it intentionally because I saw the CHP at the top of the thing. When he pulled me over, I said, oh, I'm sorry, is this a criminal or is this a civil investigation? He immediately left and went to his motorcycle and was gone for 15 minutes. He comes back and says the same thing. I said, okay, is this a criminal or civil investigation? He goes, well, it's an infraction. Now we have case law on infractions. Infractions don't mean nothing.
I got all that. Yeah, I don't want to go down that road, but I'll tell you one thing before I let you go.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I say, man, am I glad to see you. I want to report a felony because it's a crime. They've stole this vehicle. I want to have it reported. They walk away four times. Okay.
Good for you,
thanks,
Ralph.
For calling.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Well, I guess we're back here. So, anyways, in this trial over there, this judge, these are all the things that I've identified. Unbelievable. Alaska came in at equal footing with the other states. There's not one judge, not one legislator, one person in all of Alaska. I've got borough, all kinds of people. There's an oath of office, 41 little words, as a public officer. None of them can do the 41 little words. They all have them as employees. In the Constitution for the state of Alaska, it is rewritten every year because you can call it a constitution, and that can be a charter or it can be an organic. Alaska's is a corporate charter because we are a state of the United States. How do we know that? Can prove it because the National Voter Registration Act says so. That's all. All elections are only for states of the United States. That's so. There is no elections for any of the public officers of any of the several states. And I'm going to get into that second hour. But it doesn't exist. There's no way to even elect anybody. In the Constitution for the state of Alaska, Article 2, you got to be Alaska residents to get into the legislature. Article 3, to get into the executive, you got to be a citizen of the United States, something totally different. To get Article 4, to be a, quote, judge, you got to be a citizen of the United States and the state. Three different statuses in the same damn document. Hard to believe. Article 4, Section 5, you have to have a civil commission. The statute of Alaska. Let me bring that up here. I closed that down when that when he called in here. Let me bring that up again. There's a statute mandating a civil commission. I have a copy of one, 1966, the last one that was ever done. Alaska Statute 39.05.035, Commission of Officers. After each appointment of a state officer, the governor shall issue a commission, which states the person to whom it is issued is appointed, sets out the office to, and the term for which the officer is appointed. The Attorney General shall prescribe the form of the commission. Attorney General doesn't have any forms. I got a letter from the court system. As requested, the enclosed oaths of office for magistrates, judges, and justices of the Alaska court system. The documents include a variety of forms used by various courts. In some cases, the oath is included in a document titled Employee Affidavit. No kidding. The Alaska court system does not issue civil commissions, nor does the court have civil commissions on file for judicial officers. I call them judicial officers or public officers. Signed by Alisa Robertson, administrative assistant for the Alaska court system, dated September 7, 2011. We don't do the damn civil commissions. There's nobody appointed. They created third districts in Alaska for the Superior Court of Alaska. They changed it to the third judicial district in the Alaska Bar Administrative District. They say that. That's in the Alaska Bar Association stuff. They changed the name, and they call them administrative districts. And they got a different seal. I've got the seal for the original Superior Court of Alaska to the in the Superior Court for the state of Alaska is what they call it now. For the state of Alaska. It's operating on behalf of. They changed the name of the court, changed the seal, and changed the third district to third judicial district. Nobody catches on to none of this stuff. There's a rule of court that says that all legislative actions cannot go against any Alaska rule of court, civil and criminal. It has to state explicitly that they're going against any Alaska rule of court, or they got to get a two-thirds majority override. So it's an automatic veto. They print this stuff. You give this to the legislators, you hear nothing. This is black and white. It's their stuff. Nothing. re-challenge this. I'll call her Christina because I can pronounce that for credit. I'll call her Reich. I'll just call her Reich, R-E-I-G-H, so it's probably right. We challenged her with all this stuff, and she just ignored it in Dillingham. So what was the issue? David Gladden did work for a guy called James Bingman Sr. He is a confirmed absolute liar, as is his cult of people that he associates with. Dave has a license to work out as a mechanic. So does Bingman. Bingman has a 182 Cessna. And Dave Gladden is too nice of a guy. He has done all sorts of work for the Seventh-day Adventists out there, free flown their airplanes around, worked on their airplanes for free, worked in the hangar that he was eventually kicked out of that was for the supposed to be for the Seventh-day Adventists out there. The airplane is supposed to be there, bought to be there, and I don't know where the hell it is in the world, in Fairbanks or someplace. But there is a cult. Jerry Ball, the guy that bought his apartment, he tried to get the call record from him. And he says, Dave, we're brothers in Christ. I will. He doesn't want to be sued for some call records on the phone that Dave was using for him, from him. Brothers in Christ. Boy, that just drives me right up a wall when people try to use that type of stuff. Just, they're worse. They are the worst type of liars. Jerry Ball is a confirmed absolute liar. James Bingman is a liar of the highest degree. So anyway, Dave does this work. He gets it recorded as a mechanics lien, does follow through, gets the FAA to validate it so that the airplane can't be sold. So James Bingman, I'll just call him Bingman, he's helping Dave do this work. His boats are broke down, so he doesn't do much fishing. So he's always available. Takes two people to get it in and out of the hangar. They will have it at least three times. He accuses Dave of stealing his airplane three times. But he's in there helping him work on the damn airplane. Buck rivets and other stuff. And supplying parts. But he says Dave stole it three times. He says Dave stole the logbooks. The logbooks are what where the mechanics put the work done in the airplane. So that it goes with the airplane so that when the same thing happens to the airplane, the FAA can see who's been working on it and what was parts and all that. Well, his son-in-law had the logbooks. His logbooks were voluntarily given. And his son-in-law, which has an IA license, inspector license also, including a mechanic, he says, yeah, I voluntarily give them. Bingman will not back down. You stole my logbooks. So then what Bingman does, he said, Dave stole my airplane and flew it to Walla Walla, Washington. It starts off with, I was denied access to it in Walla Walla. Now, of course, Dave is going to be a thief, and he's going to tell him where he's taking the airplane. Yeah, that's one of the better type of stealing airplanes. So anyway, he supposedly peeked into the door. He was denied access. Then his good friend Calvin Thomas, another Seventh-day Adventist liar, says, oh, no, we got access to it. Well, wait a minute. This is a secured airport. You have to have a code or something or a card to get through. Well, I don't know how we got in. Well, who let you in? Well, I don't know who he was. So you just walked up and this guy, oh, I got keys to all the hangars. He just opens the door and says, yeah, well, y'all, take a look at this airplane. So they go in and supposedly looked at it. And eventually, Bingman comes along with, he gets in line with Thompson's story. Oh, yeah, yeah, we was in the airplane, got the TAC number and all that stuff. Well, why didn't you call the cops? Oh, he did down there. He testified that after the fact, then he called the FBI. He called the Walla Walla Sheriff's Department. He called the FAA. And he called the Dillingham Police. Do you know what all of them found? Nothing. The Walla Walla Sheriff's Department said, well, it sounds like a civil issue. Now, if he had the proof of the airplane was in one of the pockets. I don't know. Remember, I'm not an airplane guy. It was in either a side pocket or they have a kind of like a glove compartment. The proof of the airplane was there. All he had to do was say, "I am inside of my airplane, and the evidence is there. Come on down, and I want this airplane. It's been stolen." He didn't do that. Why? He calls everybody and the brother, and then he goes, balls back, "Oh, by the way, the airplane's been moved." Well, he has to say, because if the sheriff showed up, the airplane wouldn't be there. Then he embellishes the story. All of a sudden, oh, the guy is called Luke now. We've identified him. He works for a private company, but he has all these keys, and he just lets us in. There's a guy running around letting people into rental hangars that are rented. Really? Now, all of his Bingman's testimony of all of his good cult Seventh-day Adventist friends, he called his son. "Yeah, I have access," because they couldn't figure out how to get anything. "Well, we have access to get around to the airplane." So it's irrelevant. But he said, "Well, I never saw the airplane." Okay, so what did that prove? Nothing. They're just trying to close the ranks on, "Oh, that's how they got in a secured area, because his son has a way to get in." Okay, that's fine. Who the hell cares? It's irrelevant. That's not the issue. How did you get into this hangar? How did that happen? Well, let me bring up the closing argument here. They brought up, there was a gal called Jennifer Skoglund, Skoglund. Dave was attempting to get independent, credible witnesses, not his friends, not his cult Seventh-day Adventist people. She is over all, she's an airport manager responsible for all security at the airport. She has been checked out for security. She testified that when a hangar is rented, there is a brand new lock with two keys given to the person that rents it, and they keep a key, master key, in a lockbox. She testified that this new guy that they just brought up, Luke, has a gag order, so he couldn't testify. Isn't that just handy? She testified he was not an employee of the Walla Walla Airport. Now, who are you going to believe? This woman holds us obviously a security clearance. If she's in charge of all the security, she's been vetted extremely. She has a very high, she's an independent person. She has no dog in the race. And she said the only two keys is Dave, and they have the master key in a lockbox. But that doesn't slow Bingman down. Oh, he just keeps embellishing on this story. Dave's a liar. He's a liar. He's on and on and on it goes. This is the same type of thing. Mr. Bingman would have done well under Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals book that was written by, dedicated to Lucifer, and it always, this is what Hillary was a prime pupil. She even met him and wrote a thesis about it, and Obama was a prime pupil. Never admit the con. You can't get Bingman to ever admit the con. Even his own grandson that said, "I voluntarily gave the logbooks to Gladden," he said, "No, he stole them." Well, how did he steal them? Well, he stole them. He says there was nothing wrong with the airplane. The owner testified they had to tape the door on when Dave flew it for free from the lower 48 to Alaska. Well, how did the door get fixed? Well, I don't know. There was nothing wrong with the airplane. They've had to put a new hinge on it. His friend Galvin Thomas, there was a fuel selector thing that was leaking fuel, which is a good way to end up in burning the airplane up, a $2,000 part. Bingman said it never happened. His good friend testified, "Oh, yeah, I bought it and I had Dave put it on." His son-in-law had the IA, says, "Hey, there were discrepancies with the regulator." Bingman says, "Oh, no, never happened." His own son says there was issues with the generator. Bingman says, never happened. You can't, what do you do? I analyze the situation. And this whole thing, when you get into this, it gets down to three things. The credibility of the witnesses. Was there an oral contract between Dave and Bingman? Because Dave, by the way, put in $1,200 of his own parts, and he operates just like I do, just above poverty line on the Social Security. And did he deny him access, Bingman, to the airplane? The only real credible, there was two credible witnesses called by Dave Gladden. One was the airport manager. She is in charge of security. Her word is worth, everybody else's word is irrelevant. She said it never happened because they didn't have keys to get in. Because only Dave had the two keys, and he sure the hell didn't give them to Bingman. And they have the lockbox, a master key. And I'll tell you what, this guy was not an employee. And unless he's a James Bond guy, how did he get access to the master key to get access to all of the other security box or the other hangars? Because if this judge rules the other way, we're going to file a notice in. She has a duty then, as an ultimate fact finder, to report that the security in the Walla Walla Airport has been breached. That's right. And everybody that has a hangar has a right to sue Walla Walla Airport because there's some guy called Luke running around with a key to all these hangars. Really? Think? They've also called another person that was in charge of the fish that showed that Bingman's to give evidence that his boats were broken down because in 2016 he had 90,000, in 2017 he only had 25,000, and he only fished a limited number of days compared to what he fished before. And 2017 was a bumper year. There was so many fish, everybody was getting two and three times more fish. So he was available. And he was there, and he finally testified in the, that's the thing about the depositions, the judge tried to poo-poo him, but we finally got him in his evidence to impeach him. He says one thing in the deposition, and he says something else, and it just can't get him, he will never admit the con, because he's a great Saul Alinsky pupil, he'd have got an A+. So that's the overview of this, and the judge, when she got through, she agreed with Dave Gladden's statement. It gets down to the credibility of the witnesses, and there's only one, actually two witnesses, which Dave called. Another interesting thing that did happen, because he was trying to call the FAA because Dave did a baggage expansion, which has been done numerous times and approved by the FAA. They didn't approve Dave because they tried calling him once, missed him, and he wanted more information, and the guy said, well, I'm going to deny it. And of course the guy that Dave has been working with, Mario, he's another Seventh-day Adventist. He doesn't want to work with Dave anymore because he don't want to get in the middle of it. He's a good friend now of Bingman's. They always believe the liars. I don't know why that is. So Dave's going to get his own IA license and then it'll get approved. But we wanted to call the FAA. I went over there personally to serve him. It's a locked area here in Wasilla. I went in the first time, and they said, oh, this guy, he's out of the country. They finally figured it out. So I went back the second day for this other guy, and they wouldn't let me in. They said, the FAA is immune. We do not accept any subpoenas for any civil issue from any state court. I'm going to check that one out. How does somebody working for the FAA become immune to all state subpoenas in a civil issue? It's total smoke. They didn't want to be deposed because what they had told Bingman in a letter would be a lie, was a lie. And they would have to do it under oath. We're not done with them yet either. Because I'm going to find out and check that out, and I'm going to file a complaint against it. We have to follow through with these things. This is like that Blasey Ford and these other people that lied on the judiciary up there for Kavanaugh. They need to be prosecuted. Just like what's going on down there in Florida. That one gal, she's been a crook for years. And she's still there, but nobody nails her. Why? If nobody does anything, they just keep doing it. They did this in Alaska. They passed a Senate Bill 91. Now, driver's license, they just write you a citation. They'll haul you off to jail. They do crimes, different crimes. They just slap your hands and go do a little community service. Oh, so I'm a thief and I get caught stealing? It's no big deal. I do a little community service and I'm back out stealing. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. So anyway, we're going to give this judge notice, fax it to her. The trial is all over. The closing arguments are over. But if she rules against Dave, she will be impeaching the only real credible witness that has security clearance and everything in Walla Walla that says there were two keys. Dave had them. They were given to Dave. And this guy, other guy, didn't work for him. There was no way for him to gain access to the hangars. Because if the security has been breached, then that is a federal offense. There's a state of Washington offense, too, but it's a federal offense. Security in a secured airport is a very important issue in today's world. So if this judge steps into it, she is really going to step into it, because we're going to say there should be an FBI investigation how this Luke and these other guys have testified under oath but they entered a locked hangar, of which Dave had the only two keys, and the lock was not broken, other than the master, which she has control of in a lockbox. How does that happen? Like I say, this was like listening to the Kavanaugh thing. All these people, you know, they're lying through their teeth, and they don't go after Blasey Ford that she is a whore. She's a piece of garbage. She's a liar. And the people, she, there was no collaboration. Even the people that supposedly she put out said never happened. No memory of it. And yet they call her a credible witness and all this. What a crazy world we live in. The truth is irrelevant anymore. And, of course, all of the newspapers are nothing more than the media arm of the Democratic Party, which is nothing more than the arm of Satan. The NFL, the baseball people, that's just the entertainment arm like the gladiators was back in Roman times. That's just the entertainment arm to keep the idiots entertained. And then Hollywood, God almighty, heaven help us. A town of pedophiles, rapists, all the stuff that he's coming out on and stuff. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah, literally. It's like a precursor of Sodom and Gomorrah, especially Hollywood. These people are all anarchists. They do not believe in borders. They don't believe in citizenship. They don't believe in the rule of law. And if you don't agree with them, you're what they call a racist. They believe you don't have to honor our flag, which is dishonoring all of our veterans like that have fought and died so these low lives can make millions. They don't believe in our right to the Second Amendment so we can defend ourselves. That's also under the law of nature, by the way. For our Christians, by the way, we have a right to defend ourselves. They're against all that. They're against anything that has a rule of law under the English common law that took literally centuries to get fleshed out in England. What are these courts today? They're star chambers. That's all they are. They're made to look like something, but they're a star chamber. Can you prove it? Let's go to 28 U.S.C. 132. United States District Courts. We had District Courts of the United States up to 1948. And then all of a sudden we had to give up. We had to have a new court name. The one thing that happens is between the good and evil, the evil cannot use the exact same terminology as the truth. They always have to change it. You have an upper lower case for the true Christian name, and you have the all caps guy for the fictions. They changed the District Court of the United States to the United States District Court. The Constitution says the District Court of the United States has judicial power of the United States. That's in the Constitution, Articles 1 and 2. Judicial power of the United States. What's that mean? There's a subject and an object in that. And the judicial power comes from what? The United States, which was established in the Constitution of the United States. And it's the Constitution for the United States of America. That's in the preamble. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included. More.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.